Paramore with Misery Business. Welcome. This is Zenial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Way on the other side of the studio is Riley.
Hey.
This is the 2007 show of Zenial Yearbook.
Finally.
You know what? I'm putting my foot down. We're not going any further out.
So you said after 2002.
This is 20 years of music we're covering, and I think we're at the end. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, that was Paramore with Misery Business. What do you think of that song?
I like that song. I picked it.
I remember the first time I heard that song.
I don't.
You don't remember the first time I heard that song? I was driving back home from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is back when we lived in California. This is back before you were born. And there was a huge traffic jam on 15, and I was trying to go around because I had like a paper map. So I was trying to go around 15, and it didn't really work. I feel like I didn't make up a lot of time. This is before the invention of, you know, GPS on your phone. Anyway, and I heard this song, and I was like, oh, I don't know who that is. That seems like fun. And turned out to be Paramore. It was pretty fun. Good deal. Riley's happy. Riley, what are you looking at?
You can only see my hand in the little camera now.
I can. Yes. If you were sitting at that camera, camera 4, then I could see you. Anyway, Riley's going to keep making wavy faces at herself. Anyway, what do we got going on? We got a good show, a big show in 2007. We got a lot of great songs. Great songs. A lot of them picked by Riley, oddly enough. What do we got for you? We got Fall Out Boy. We got Finger 11. And we have a band that was featured in Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. Have you seen that? It's a documentary. It's a documentary that is a guy talking and basically giving a bunch of PowerPoint slides for like 2 hours.
Why would I watch that?
I don't know.
That sounds like school.
It was like school.
Why would anyone watch that?
I think it won an Academy Award for Best Documentary. I think. I'd have to check. Anyway, at the end, it was about global warming. It was Al Gore. Al Gore was the vice president at one time. And then he ran for president, and oh my gosh. And then he lost, and it was a whole thing.
Dude, get off the show.
Anyway, and then he made a movie called Inconvenient Truth, and he ended it with this song, What I've Done by Linkin Park.
wish it was cool in me. But so far has not been good. It's been shitty, and I feel awkward as I should. This club has got to be the most pretentious thing since I thought you and me. Looking too desperately, but so far has not been fun. I should just stay home. If one thing really means one, this club will hopefully be closed in 3 weeks. That would be cool with me. Well, I'm still imagining a dark lit place, or your place, or my place. Well, I'm not.
Times roll in case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
Taste.
thanks for the memories, or thanks for the memories, because there's no vowels in that title, which is very strange. That's Fall Out Boy off of their 2007 album. 2007? I'll stick to it. Album Infinity on High. Before that, Paralyzer by Finger 11, and What I've Done by Linkin Park, which you can find on their Minutes to Midnight album, or apparently the... What's that movie I was just talking about?
We talked about that on here.
Yeah.
It's okay.
An Inconvenient Truth soundtrack. Anyway, what do you think of those? Of them jams?
I knew them.
Do you know all three?
Not the second one.
You know Paralyzer?
No.
It's a great jam. Great jam. What else happened in 2007? Let's find out. Steve Jobs. You ever heard of that guy?
Yep.
Who was Steve Jobs?
He did Microsoft.
Oh my gosh, so close.
Bing? Amazon?
No.
Yahoo?
Steve Jobs introduced the first iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
At Macworld in 2007, ushering in a new era of smartphones. And looks like it took off. Looks like it worked out. Now everyone's got iPhones. Or, you know, Android phones. Or not...
Like us.
Not like... what are those other ones?
Motorola's?
No, they were not Palm Pilots.
What?
I don't know. There was another thing that people had, and then they decided not to have them anymore. But I forget what it is.
Motorola's?
No.
I'm pretty sure you're thinking of Motorola.
I don't know. It'll come to me. We'll figure it out.
It's Motorola.
Anyway, while I'm thinking about that, why don't we play some more music?
Okay.
Blackberries. That's what they were. Man, that took a long time.
Aren't those the senior phones?
No. They're just like, they have like big, they have like touch, like keypads we can type, and like, it's kind of like.
Like the red phone?
No, that was like a weird flip phone. That was the phone that I had in 2007, because I didn't have an iPhone. Anyway, so this is a band called Kaiser Chiefs, and a song called Ruby.
Let's never be so just bleed just like you. You are running my day to differ.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Pretty Handsome Awkward by The Used. Before that, we had Ruby by Kaiser Chiefs. What? You feel like, I feel like there's time to explain a little bit of backstory about that last song.
Oh, yeah. It's about Gerard Way, because I kind of had like an on and off thing.
And that was an off thing. And who is Gerard Way?
He's the lead singer of My Chemical Romance.
There we go. Interesting.
He's one of Burma Kraken, which is... The lead singer they used is one of Gerard Way's seven evil exes.
What? Did he steal that from Scott Pilgrim?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, so you stole that from Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
All right. Well, very, very good. Very good. That's it? That's all you got to say?
Yeah.
You feel okay?
You're pretty low.
All right. So what else? What else? 2007. What a year. What a year that was.
That's not nice. Are we discriminating? Excuse me? What a year, because I wasn't there?
No, so nice. I'm leading into more stuff that happened in 2007. The children's book series, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, I have all of those.
First published.
Well, I have all the good ones, because he just started, he keeps making them, and they keep getting worse.
Dave Pilkey? Pilkey?
Jeff Kinney?
What's Dave Pilkey, right?
Dev Pilkey?
Dogman?
No, that's Mick. Oh, man, hold on. Keep talking.
I'll tell you what. I'm not going to keep talking. Actually, you know what? We'll just talk about something else while you look that up.
Yeah, he does Dogman and Captain Underpants.
Yeah, Dogman and Captain Underpants. That's right. Anyway. Boom. Nice. What else happened? The city of Boston. You ever heard of it?
Yep.
They had a bomb scare. As a fake bomb scare, when really it was someone put up some LED placards of the Moonanites. What are the Moonanites?
What is that?
I don't know, but I'm going to go with it. It's the two characters from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Ignignock and Ur. It is very funny. If had I seen those placards, I'd know it wasn't a bomb. It was just the Moonanites being...
Oh, I think you told me about that. No, I saw it on... I saw it on the show, the YouTube show that they're doing TV now. And they had an MCR thing on 2003.
Oh, Timeline?
Yeah.
YouTube's Timeline? Nice. Very nice. All right.
Like, that's stupid. And you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, it was very funny.
How does that even equal a bomb threat?
It doesn't. People didn't know what to do. They're on edge. It's Boston, man. People get on edge. All right. So now let's take a little break. Take a quick break. We'll be back in a couple. This is Zennial Yearbook. We'll be right back.
I can't circle. I don't have my telestrator today. But here comes a pizza. See it? Oh, jeez.
Highly unnecessary.
WTBR.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12 for eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
WTBR.
Let's drop!
Shake It by Metro Station. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley, and I heard that song yesterday when I was waiting to get out of study hall, and the bells were really late, and there were, like, there's literally one other kid in my study hall, and right. We were standing waiting for the bell, and it was really awkward. And there was some random teacher in the room who wasn't even my study hall teacher, and then the teacher who actually is my study hall teacher had music on, and then this came on, and then I had to email Kyle about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for letting me know. And thanks for letting everyone else know. This is the 2007 show.
It's really hard.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough being a high schooler. I remember all that stuff. Not quite. All right, so what do you say? We'll keep on keeping on with the show. What else? What else? Oh, in 2007... the software company Valve, maybe you've heard of them?
Hmm.
No. They released the Orange Box. What the heck is that? It was kind of a sequel to Half-Life. So it was Half-Life, but it had three games in there. Half-Life Part 2. Team Fortress 2, which is a lot like what Overwatch is right now.
Yeah, I've heard of Team Fortress.
Yep. And, of course, Portal. One of the greatest games of all time. Man, it's a great game. Anywho. Yeah. So, Team Fortress 2, Half-Life 2, and Portal all released in 2007. We'll keep on going. What do we got going on? This is the part in this show where we play three songs from the same band. And what band is it?
My wallpaper?
It's Riley's wallpaper. If you're looking at her phone, it is...
Here, I'll show the mic. The mic can see.
There you go. Show everybody in the microphone.
Yeah, here you go. Look see? At that. Just look at that.
You can show the cameras. We have cameras.
We do?
Yeah. Look at that camera.
I'm trying.
Show that microphone. Here. There. Just like that. See? Look at that.
It's pretty cool.
It's MGMT, guys. Off of their 2007 Oracular Spectacular album.
That's a good album. The three songs from that album are good.
They are good. And the three songs we're going to play are also good. So we'll start it off with a fan favorite. What? What happened?
Oh my god, Elena just said really confidently that the Holocaust took place in Russia.
That is untrue.
I know.
Your friends shouldn't get their information from the internet. Anyway, thanks for letting everybody know. This is Kids.
Haunted.
Electric Feel by MGMT off of their 2007 Oracular Spectacular album. Before that, Weekend Wars, and before that, Kids. What do you think of that?
I mean, two of those were the three MGMT songs.
Enough of that.
That are good.
Turns out, your friend Elena is super right. So the Holocaust happened, like, all over Eastern Europe, mostly in the Soviet Union. How about that? I'm no student of history, but you know what?
I can't believe this.
I know when I'm wrong. And you know what? That's fine. We learned a thing. Everyone learned a thing.
Okay.
All right. Do-do-do-do-do. We'll keep it going with more fun facts. Not about the Holocaust.
Okay.
Bob Barker. You heard of that guy?
Bob Barker. Yeah, I know who he does.
You know who he does? Who he is? He hosted his final episode of The Price is Right in 2007. And who took over?
The guy who's there now, Gene. I don't know his name. He looks like a Gene, though.
He does look like a Gene. It's Drew Carey.
Drew Carey?
Not Drew Barrymore. Drew Carey.
Oh, that's a girl.
Drew Barrymore's a girl.
They just changed their names. It's too confusing now.
Yeah, it does get confusing. All right. Well, we'll keep the music going. This is Xennial Yearbook. Let's listen to some White Stripes. Yeah.
just as you write my number down, just as the drinks arrive, just as they play your favorite songs, your body disappears. No longer wind up like a spring before you had too much. Come back and focus again. The walls have been in shape. They got a Cheshire cat grin, all blurring into one. This place is on a mission. Before the night out, before the animal noises, closer get cameras, before you come a town. Between the notes, the beat goes round and round. The beat goes round and round. I never really got there. I just pretended that I was a blue instrument. As I said, I've shot guns. Come on and let it out. Come on and let it out. Come on and let it out. Come on and let it out.
Jigsaw, Falling Into Place by Radiohead, off of their 2007 In Rainbows CD.
You guys want to know my fun fact about that song? Can I say that on here?
Can you? You've got like 30 seconds.
Okay, that's the song where it sounds like Tom York is saying the N-word, but he's not. He's saying, a light and you can feel it on your back. Except it doesn't sound like that, but it's okay. Anyways, let's move on.
back to the show. This is, before that was Icky Thump by the White Stripes, and you are listening to Xennial Yearbook for whatever reason on Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. What do you think? We take a break?
Yeah.
Quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi. Welcome to the future.
The future begins in 10, 9, 8. Eight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Eight.
What, again?
Eight.
Dude, what the fuck? Who is this guy?
3, 2, 1.
WTBR.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-9000. 3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Let's go!
I won't say another word by The Silent Escape. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm
Whoa.
Riley.
And this is the 2007 show. Welcome back. We got another 25 or so minutes to go of the best of the 2007s, I guess. Yeah, what else happened in 2007? Nancy Pelosi. Do you know who that is?
Of course I know who she is.
Who is Nancy Pelosi?
I hear her in commercials all the time when it's election season.
Oh, excellent. That is exactly right. She is the first, she was the first female speaker of the House of Representatives.
And now she just governs Massachusetts?
No, she has nothing to do with Massachusetts. She's from California.
Then why is she always on commercials?
She's still in the House, and she's still from California.
Oh. Okay, then why? I'm confused.
Not important. But you know what is important?
No.
More of this 2007 music that's coming up. Here's some bands. Big bands of the time. This is the Foo Fighters with The Pretender.
I'm not like the others. What if I say I'm not just another one? yourself in the living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman. You're free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh. It can't all be wedding cake. It can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it. Can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. There's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch of it. That's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be thought of well. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. Right!
Underdog by Spoon. Before that, we had The Pretender by Foo Fighters. What do you think of those songs? Riley? Any good?
Yeah.
See? Fun stuff. Yeah, we went a little indie that time, but you know what? That's alright. That's how we roll sometimes. So now, what time is it? Do you know?
Right now it's 5:56. Oh no!
That's right. Does Riley pay attention?
Sometimes I don't pay attention.
Were you paying attention to the show?
Maybe.
Let's hope. We got we know how this works. We've got 5 questions that we're gonna ask Riley, and if she gets them all right, fantastic. We'll start. Do I use a timer for this?
No.
No, I don't think so. What was the game that I had the timer for? I don't know. You know what? I think we do have a timer.
Great. I love timer.
All right. So you have 30 seconds to answer. That's right. These 5 questions. And the clock will start when I finish asking the first question.
So it's like Family Feud.
So I guess. What product did Steve Jobs introduce at Macworld in 2007?
The iPhone,
correct. Who hosted his final episode of The Price is Right in 2007?
Bill Murray.
Bob Barker.
Man, who's Bill Murray?
Which kid's book series by Jeff Kinney started in 2007?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Who was the first female speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi.
Which three games were featured in the Orange Box video game?
I don't know, Space Invaders?
No.
I don't remember.
Wrong. What did you get wrong? Bob Barker.
Who's Bill Murray?
Bill Murray is the guy from Ghostbusters. He's also the voice of Garfield in the Garfield movie.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
I don't know if that... I mean, I guess that's
Which
it.
Which Garfield but, movie?
Like the movies. The ones that came out sometime in the 2000s. Not important. Portal, Team Fortress 2, and Half-Life Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
Were the three games in the orange box. Nice try. Alright, well, alright. No, that's done. Let's get back to the music. How about a little more pop punk?
Cool.
For ya?
Okay.
This is Avril Lavigne.
So fine, I want you, mine, you're so delicious. I think about you all the time, you're so addicted.
6 Feet Under the Stars by All Time Low. That's right. That's right. You got it.
I like that song.
I'm sure.
Because who doesn't like the All Time Low?
I mean, that's true.
Right?
Fair enough. Well, that's it. That's the show.
That's it?
That's the 2007 show.
Done?
We are about done. So if you liked what you heard, come back next week. We'll do a different year on Zennial Yearbook. Last song of the day. Some band that Riley likes called Pierce the Veil.
Oh, man, you really saved it for last.
I did. Oh, I didn't say, but we played Girlfriend. Before 6 Feet Under the Stars, we played Girlfriend, and Riley was totally singing along.
No.
I seen it.
Hey. You didn't see nothing.
It happened.
It didn't happen.
So.
That never happened.
Everybody.
I guess you're dreaming again.
You guys have a good weekend. And, you know, get outside. It's supposed to be nice out today.
Were you honest when you said I could never?